Okay, if you live in the Washington, D.C. area, here's something you might hear and see on TV this week.
If 97% of all dentists told you a tooth couldn't be saved, you'd pull that tooth.
That's part of a 30-second TV spot about climate change.
So, when 97% of the world's climate science experts tell you our planet is warming and we're responsible, why would you ignore them?
This new series of ads dealing with climate denialism is aimed at conservatives by a group offering a conservative solution to climate change. It caught the eye of the World's Environment reporter, Carolyn Beeler. So, Carolyn, who exactly is making this ad and what is the goal?
It's being made by a group called the Partnership for Responsible Growth, which is a bipartisan group that's lobbying Congress to put a price on carbon as a free market solution to climate change. And today, when they unveiled this new series of commercials, they lined up a bunch of conservative folks to support it. So the group is clearly trying to frame this as an ad for and by conservatives.
I mean, these kinds of issue ads are on TV all the time in the D.C. area. This one is kind of surprising, though, isn't it?
Yes, there are two things that sort of caught my eye about this. The first is how targeted it is. The creators say they're targeting Trump by buying ad time during programs Trump is known to watch on Fox and CNN, and then also during Morning Joe on MSNBC. Now, this is not entirely new, of course. Nonprofits are even buying up ad time in the Mar-a-Lago media market when Trump is down there in his Florida house. But I do think this strategy highlights the sort of weird ways that people are communicating with the administration.
And more than just people, but conservatives communicating with the White House about climate change. Is that something new?
This is the second thing that caught my eye. It's one of a couple of examples I've seen since President Trump was elected of conservative green groups becoming more active or at least more visible with their messaging. And a big focus of many of these efforts is the conservative approach to reducing carbon, which is the idea of putting some sort of price on carbon, like a carbon tax.
So what are some of the other things you've been noticing in conservative circles that makes you think that maybe this is a trend?
Well, a big one back in February that got a lot of attention was a bunch of really heavy-hitting Republican leaders, including Reagan's Secretary of State George Shultz, went to the White House to propose a revenue-neutral carbon tax. There's also been a big bump in Republican membership in something called the Climate Solutions Caucus. And now this Partnership for Responsible Growth that's making these ads says that based on conversations and lobbying they're doing in Congress, they think there might be an appetite for this carbon tax as a way to pay for tax reform.
Why do you think this is all happening now?
Well, Republicans are in power, and they think that if they bring up climate change, they might be able to actually own it instead of sort of reacting to it. That's the opinion of Peter Brin, who's the conservative director of the Citizens Climate Lobby.
Now that you're in a position of control, I think a lot of Republicans are looking at this as an opportunity to lead on climate rather than looking at it as a wedge issue where they have to stand in opposition to the administration.
So you have Republicans in control and their electorate is actually becoming more ready and responsive to talking about what to do about climate change. Here's Anthony Leiserwitz with the Yale Program on Climate Change Communication, where he does a lot of polling of public opinion on climate change.
Among the American public, there's an increasing acceptance that climate change is in fact real. And when you look below the surface of those national numbers to see who has been changing their views, it's not Democrats. It's mostly Republicans.
Yeah, and yet it's kind of counterintuitive because the man who's in the White House has had so many negative things to say about climate change. It's not happening. We're going to back out of the treaty, et cetera. What is the deal, Carolyn? Are we looking at a scenario whereby Donald Trump will make a number of executive orders on the climate, but at the end of the day, Democrats and Republicans and just the reality of what Americans are doing will not allow Trump to have his way?
I think that's a crystal ball question, and my crystal ball is a little fuzzy. But I do think it is important to note that the president seems to be going in a different direction than market forces with solar and renewable energies, than public opinion with increasing acceptance of climate science, and it seems potentially even some Republican lawmakers. So it remains to be seen what, for example, Trump does about the Paris Climate Agreement. But it does seem like a lot of other forces are moving to accept the reality that action on climate change really is necessary.
The World's Environment reporter, Carolyn Beeler, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Marco.